It happened on August 1st, some time ago. We saw what was going on. There was a filament that surrounded a whole hemisphere of the sun. It kind of made like a half moon. But nobody really knew what that meant. Well, now they do. After research since August 1st, they have realized that this filament has really changed the way that they are now looking at the sun and its predictable nature. And I think the Mayans, for example, did know of such things. You might remember, George, in a previous interview that we had, it might have been early this year, if not late last year, that the cycle 24 obviously has been very quiet. But it's kind of a lulling people to sleep, thinking that it's going to be no big deal.
Like a quiet before the storm.
Quiet before the storm. And it's going to be something exactly like this that's going to occur. What they found was this, what they call a shock wave, and they really are using some pretty strong words, such as it was so big it may have shattered old ideas about solar activity. And that's a quote. That's a pretty strong statement. And what they're saying is that instead of just focusing on sunspot regions, our coronal holes, now they're saying they have to really encompass the whole sun, because it's more, unpredictable, because we don't have the instruments to measure it. However, I would say predictable in the way of cyclical events. But no longer do they just isolate in looking just at the sunspot regions or just at a coronal hole where we know historically where solar flares emanate and coronal mass ejections and so forth. Now they realize that there's something more at work. And with the new observatories that they have in space, the spacecraft, such as the STEREO, they are now able to witness this as it's occurring. I think this may, and I, you know, no, nobody's come forward to say this. As you know, I do have some pretty strong connections in NASA and NOAA. No one has come forward to say that they are really putting an emphasis on this study because of this time in the cycle. Now, that's my conjecture. My conjecture is that at least the way I'm viewing this, with the WISE and Fermi and other spacecraft, including Voyager 1, that it does seem that all eyes are kind of focusing on this period that's occurring in the next 2 or 3 years, and directly related not only to the sun, but to this pulse, if you will, of charged particles emitting from the universe, and yes, from the center of our galaxy.
Why have we been lucky, Mitch, that we haven't been hit with a huge flare directly? It's just a matter of time, isn't it?
It is just a matter of time. Just as Mars was just a matter of time. How come we haven't been hit with a larger asteroids or other projectiles, just as Mars was destroyed. But I'll circle back around to that in a little bit.
Right.
But I think it's just, we tend to put things in our perspective of a very short period of time, let's say a century. We tend to look at things maybe in 100 year. I mean, the older you are, we tend to look at it in 100 years. When I was 20, I looked at it, in 1 year was stretching it.
I know the feeling.
But when you step out of that, like the Mayans did, later on the Greeks and at the same time of the Mayans were the Sumerians, who stepped outside of that short range cycle and looked at more extenuating cycles. And when you look at that, the Earth, let's not sometimes we forget, because we've had some centuries without any real trauma. And let's remember that most historical data is only about from 1 to 200 years old. When you look at it in the longer range, the Earth certainly has been hit with stronger solar flares. We didn't have the technology and the electric equipment that we have today, so people wouldn't notice it as much. And, of course, if you just kind of rip away Earth's terror, T-E-R-A, you would see that there's not as many craters as the moon, but there are quite a few. So Earth certainly has been hit with several asteroids. So the when is the big question. The Mayans, as well as many other ancient texts, including the Bible, do tend to focus on this time we're living in right now. And the idea is that we are in that cyclical time where we're likely to experience the some escalated events. Let's just hope that we are better prepared for that. I don't think we are.
What's going on with this bitter cold that we've had in the Midwest? It's been 5 degrees, 6 degrees, and now it's going out to the East Coast. It feels like we're in an ice age, Mitch.
Well, there are some well-noted scientists who are now going public who are thinking that same thing, that we are heading towards a type of ice, of mini ice age, if you will, maybe a mini, mini ice age. But some, of course, related to against the solar cycle. Cycle 24 has been very, very quiet. So when the sun is not as active, the less heat is produced, the charged particles and solar winds are reduced, and so the Earth's core does not heat up as much. One can literally, historically, see that through the rhythms and cycles of the sun, we will see that there were times of cold and warm periods, which is exactly what's happening now.